Usually we get a slick track, we get a great race.
Yeah, a lot of room for error as well.
Exactly.
There is a reason.
Yeah.
They don't call it the Monster Mile because it's a cool marketing name. It is. But they call it the Monster Mile because it's earned.
Again, I go back to the first race. 32 cars started, only 14 finished. It from the very beginning, it has been the Monster Mile.
We are about 60 seconds away from opening ceremonies here at Dover Motor Speedway. Let's pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Bowerville Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive Eau Claire.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway alongside Mark Garrow. My name is Brad Gilley. Joining us in the turns, our good buddy Pat Patterson. We have Brett McMillan and Heather DeBow covering things on pit road, and we're about to start things the way we should with a prayer and the national anthem. 37 cars in the field here today. Two Chases on the front row. Chase Elliott will start in the pole starting spot. Chase Briscoe will start on the outside pole. We have fast cars throughout the field. We have cars who have not seen this track yet because practicing qualifying rained out yesterday, but right now let's go trackside for opening ceremonies here at Dover Motor Speedway.
Please rise as you are able. Remove your hats and veterans render a hand salute as the 436 Airlift Wing Honor Guard from Dover Air Force Base presents our nation's colors. Here to offer today's invocation, please welcome from the Calvary Assembly of God in Hightstown, New Jersey, Chaplain Dan Schaefer.
Ladies and gentlemen, before going into today's prayer, on behalf of NASCAR and Speedway Motorsports, we offer condolences to the family and friends of Rex White, former NASCAR champion and Hall of Famer, who passed away this past Friday. Almighty God, we pause to thank you for this great country, the United States of America. We thank you for those who lead us. We thank you for our military. We thank you for our police and our EMS, our firefighters, and we pray today, as we always did and always do, for a safe race, for a great race. We pray in Christ's name. Amen. Shalom.
Here to perform our national anthem, please welcome from Dover Air Force Base, Senior Airman Nolan Kuhn.
Oh, say can you see, by the dawn's early light, what so proudly we hailed at the twilight's last gleaming, whose broad stripes and bright stars through the perilous fight, o'er the ramparts we watched, were so gallantly streaming, and the rocket's red glare, the bombs bursting in air, gave proof through the night that our flag was still there. Oh, say does that star-spangled banner yet wave o'er the land of the free and the home of the brave?
And that'll put the wraps on our pre-race coverage. When we come back, the command of fire engines here at the Monster Mile.
Hey, Joey Logano here, the driver of the number 22 Hunt Brothers Pizza Ford Mustang. What can a three-time champion do by the end of this ad? A pit stop and grabbing a hunk of pizza at the closest convenience store near you. To find a location, visit huntbrotherspizza.com.
Hi, this is PRN's Brett McMillan. You know, you don't spend your life just sitting around, so what you need is PRN's mobile app. By downloading the mobile app, you can listen to our live race broadcast from anywhere. Make sure you don't miss a second of the action from the track. If you download it today, you get station listening and on-demand access to your favorite studio shows like Fast Talk, Pit Reporters, or Garage Pass. Get all the latest racing information at your fingertips with the PRN mobile app. Download today. Available at the Apple App Store and on Google Play.
From Dover Motor Speedway, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Every piece of land tells a story. The right equipment helps you tell it your way. Impromptu ball games, evenings with friends, or working on your own little piece of paradise. That's your story. A John Deere mower from Tractor Central helps you get there with precision, comfort, speed, and even a little fun. Visit Tractor Central to find the right John Deere lawn tractor or zero turn for your property. And a quality cut? That's only the beginning. Start now at TractorCentral.com.
It's a John Deere day.
At Security Financial Bank, we understand what it takes to grow what matters. We know success doesn't happen overnight. It takes honest work, day in and day out. We value trust, leadership, and service. We are SFB, bankers who believe in your farm, your family, your future. Bankers who believe in you. Learn more at sfbank.com. Member FDIC.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 AM and 107.3 FM WRDN is being brought to you by Bauer Built Tire and Service, Durand, and Mall Drive, Eau Claire.
Welcome to Dover, Delaware. Founded here in Kent County by William Penn in 1683 and the capital of the state of Delaware. If you enjoy Jell-O, it's made here, along with Pampers Baby Fresh Wipes. And if NASCAR Cup Series racing is more to your taste, you get that here, too. A little later than last year when it was held in the spring, and Denny Hamlin squeaked out this win.
Larson picking up ground. Now his car wiggles. He's out of time. Denny Hamlin is going to hold on to win the Worth 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway. His third win in 2024, his second on the Monster Mile.
I knew he was going to make a charge, but I just tried my best to hit my marks, and as long as I hit my marks, I felt confident we could hold them off.
Hamlin acknowledges that driving on the Monster Miles concrete is a different experience.
It feels more rigid at concrete tracks. You can feel the air pressure of the tires quite a bit more. You know, Dover's a very unique shape track anyway. It doesn't look very unique from like an aerial view, but you drive it very unorthodox to what you would a normal oval.
Christopher Bell.
The biggest thing is just the track change from clean track to rubbered in state. It changes way more than what an asphalt track does, but it behaves similar once it rubbers in, and you know, it's not anything out of the norm.
For Joey Logano, Dover holds a few good memories and some not so good.
There's a time there in Xfinity we couldn't be beat. It was like four wins in a row, four poles in a row. It was ridiculous. Our cup cars, we've just been kind of hit or miss, so you love the places you run best at, right? And just because you're a wreck there, you move on from that stuff. You just want to win at those tracks.
Chris Buescher notes that as far as the racing goes, it's really hard to even catch your breath at Dover.
It's a driver's racetrack. You got to hustle the whole time. There's no breather. It's a roller coaster ride that you have a little bit of input in where you're heading.
So in the last several weeks, we've had two road courses, a street course, a triangle, and a mile and a half super speedway. So it's time to see what Miles the Monster has in store for the NASCAR Cup Series today in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 at Dover Motor Speedway. And you get it all right here on PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
As Joey Logano alluded to a moment ago, yes, today is his 600th start. But when he was 19 years old and running a cup race here on the Monster Mile, he hit the wall and he rolled over and he rolled over and he rolled over again. It felt like he said it was never going to stop.
I think the biggest miracle in that, no one hit him.
That's
you
right.
Usually don't hit one thing here. Of course, he hit several things because he was rolling over. No one hit him. That was the incredible thing here. Well, we've got 37 cars lined up on pit road. The drivers are all buckled in. They have their helmets on, and they're ready to get things fired up here at Dover Motor Speedway. We're going to take you trackside here momentarily to get that started as we get set for the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. So let's go trackside to give the command here at the Monster Mile.
And now, here to say the most famous words in motorsports, please welcome the Philadelphia Eagles 2025 first-round draft pick, Jahan Campbell, and Philadelphia Eagles Super Bowl champion, N'Kobe Dean.
Drivers!
Start your engine!
The command has been given. Let's crank him up.
Now, the starting lineup presented by Hunt Brothers Pizza.
Qualifying rained out yesterday here at Dover Motor Speedway, so the lineup set by the rule book. Rolling off 37th will be J.J. Yaley, the ultimate tailgating RV Chevrolet. Noah Gregson starts 36th in the Miller Tech Ford. Cody Ware will start 35th, the Mighty Firebreaker Ford. The Fun Pop Chevrolet of Ricky Stenhouse Jr. rolls off 34th. 33rd, Carson Hocevar, the Minor Docks Doors and More Chevrolet. Starting 32nd, Riley Herbst in the Treetop Toyota. Ryan Blaney rolls off 31st, the Menards Libman Ford.
30th on the grid in the Horizon Hobby Ford at Zane Smith. 29th, Cole Custer, the HaasTooling.com Ford. Then it's the Hertz Toyota of John Hunter Nemechek. 28th, 27th, his teammate in the Dollar Tree Toyota, Eric Jones. 26th on the grid, Austin Cindric, the Auto Trader Ford to his inside. Taking the green flag, 25th, Kyle Larson, the HendrickCars.com Chevrolet. 24th, it's Todd Gilliland in the Love's Travel Stops Ford. Then it's the Brez Tree Chevrolet of Austin Dillon, 23rd. 22nd, it's Bubba Wallace, the Space Force Leidos Toyota. And then the C-Best Chevrolet for Ty Dillon goes off 21st.
Justin Haley starts 20th in the Gainbridge Chevrolet. Ross Chastain, 19th in the Moose Fraternity Chevrolet. Daniel Suarez rolls off 18th, the Jockey Infinite Cool Underwear Chevrolet. Starting 17th will be A.J. Allmendinger, the Campers Inn RV Chevrolet. Alex Bowman rolls off 16th in the Ally Chevrolet. Brad Keselowski, 15th in the BuildSubmarines.com Ford. Starting 14th will be Josh Berry, the Advance Auto Parts Ford. Denny Hamlin goes off 13th in the Progressive Toyota. The Trimble Ford of Chris Buescher starts 12th, and rolling off 11th, Ryan Preece, the Castrol Ford.
Taking the green flag from 10th in the Cheddar's Patriotic Chevrolet, it's Kyle Busch to his inside in row 5. Starting 9th, Ty Gibbs, the Monster Energy Toyota. 8th, it's Joey Logano, the Shell Pennzoil Ford, then the Delaware Life Chevrolet for Michael McDowell, 7th. 6th, Shane Van Gisbergen, the Safety Culture Chevrolet. 5th, William Byron, the Raptor Chevrolet. Moving up to row number 2 on the outside, starting 4th in the Sirius XM Toyota, it's Tyler Reddick. 3rd, Christopher Bell in the Ream Toyota. And the front row on the outside, last week's runner-up in the Bass Pro Shops Toyota, Chase Briscoe. And on the pole, Chase Elliott in the Napa Auto Parts Chevrolet.
And that's your starting lineup for today's Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 here at Dover Motor Speedway.
The starting lineup brought to you by Hunt Brothers Pizza. At Hunt Brothers Pizza, we love racing and we love pizza. Visit HuntBrothersPizza.com or download the app to find your next pizza.
At Napa, we've spent the last 100 years building our business into an engine that powers yours. Whether you're big or small, national or local, Napa has the automotive solutions your business needs to stay moving. And it's all driven by a nationwide network of quality parts and exceptional service on one mission: to keep your business moving full speed ahead. That's why we are the pros that know. Napa know-how!
Here's what you missed last week on Toyota Gazoo Racing. Bubba was totally... as he... around the pack, managing to across the finish line to claim me in victory lane. Now you're up to speed. You in? Follow the action at TGRNA.com. Toyota, let's go places. NASCAR is a registered trademark of the National Association for Stock Car Auto Racing, LLC.
The cars are rolling onto the track. We're just moments away from the green flag in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400, and you're listening to PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Why do home sellers need the Prime Realty Advantage? I'm Andy Pelkey from Prime Realty of Durand. Here's a big one. When you list your home with Prime Realty, we place your home on 2 multiple listing services, and that gets your home seen by thousands of potential buyers. Plus, our agents at Prime Realty are more than just a salesperson. We act on your behalf, providing advice, guidance, and the experience to sell your home. If you're thinking of selling your home, don't do it alone. Find out how Prime Realty of Durand can sell your home today. Visit us online at PrimeRealtyMidwest.com.
Hey, how was your day?
Great. Don't forget, Sam's practice starts an hour early.
I'm going right now.
Sam, are you ready? Coming.
I have that meeting at school. I'll see you later.
Life is busy. Your healthcare should keep up.
At Amplify Health in Mondovi, we get it. Our primary care is built around what you need when you need it, with same-day in-person or video appointments available. Because sometimes feeling seen and understood means actually being seen. A little empathy changes everything.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. We are about to get the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400 underway here at the Monster Mile. When they take the green flag, they will enter eBay stage number one, swapping out your tires. There's nothing like it. With eBay, you find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay, things people love. Let's survey our two pit reporters, Heather DeBoe and Brett McMillan, as to who they think will wind up in progressive victory lane when it's all said and done. Heather, we'll start with you at the entrance of pit road.
Well, I think this driver will get win number 3 for him here at Dover, and he's starting from that lucky number 13th position, and that's Denny Hamlin going to victory lane today.
All right, Brett McMillan, what do you say?
I'm going to go with something that may be a bit of a surprise. This guy has experience with wins here, but they've been in the Xfinity Series. And yet the car he's in, he acknowledged in the pre-race that this guy has a lot of experience, at least his crew chief does, with wins here. And that is the 19 car, Chase Briscoe. They're getting a lot of tips from Martin Truex Jr. It's going to pay off with a win in the Cup Series.
That could be a great pick, Chase Briscoe. You can argue the two Chases, Elliott and Briscoe, are the two hottest drivers right now that we have in Cup racing, now that we're off the road courses and we're not talking about Shane Van Gisbergen. Pat Patterson, what say you?
Well, I'll tell you, excitement is what it's all about. Happy race day to everybody once again. Think about this for a second. This is a mile track. Bristol's a half a mile. This thing is like Bristol on steroids. 72% of the lap the drivers make around this speedway today are in the corner. You're putting input into the wheel. We talk about how physical this place is. There are bumps in turns 1 and 2. There is one right in the middle of 3 and 4. Those bumps can upset these cars because they are glued to the ground with downforce, so the drivers have really got to be careful. You know, we've done all this before. No practice, no qualifying, going back a few years. Shouldn't be any big deal, right? Well, we're getting ready to find out, folks.
Thank you, Pat. By the way, as a reminder, our eBay stage number one is 120 laps long. Then stage two is 130 laps. Stage three is 150 laps. Our stage is very interesting the way they are mapped out here on the Monster Mile for the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400.
I like that idea. It's going to force pit stops in every stage of the race. We have a competition caution at lap 35. The drivers right now going down pit road to make sure the lights on their digital dash are set correctly so they don't speed on pit road when we make said pit stops.
Now, the speed limit is 35 miles per hour. Of course, they get grace of 5 miles per hour. The pace car will run 45. Today, Jason Brownlow, again at the controls, he usually is the pace car driver for the Xfinity race, doing Cup today because Jesse Dalavoot, the regular pace car driver, he went on vacation. I mean, what is that all about, right in the middle of the season? So congratulations for pulling that off, Jesse. Our starter today, high atop the flag stand, is Joey Aycock.
Ah, hello. To me, Dover is a vacation, so I don't know why he just didn't come here. Got to go to the Delaware State Fair on Friday night and see a great demolition derby, which was just fantastic. A lot happening here this time of year in the first state, and we are so thrilled to be here, Mark.
Absolutely. And this track, very competitive. We had a streak of 6 different winners in a row at Dover, broken in 2023 when Martin Truex Jr. grabbed his third win on the Monster Mile. Denny Hamlin winning for the second time a year ago in the last 6 races. Of course, that back in 2024. Hendrick Motorsports, 22 wins at Dover, more than double any other team.
Well, and half of those were won by one person, and that was Jimmy Johnson. They've
exactly
named Victory Lane after Jimmy Johnson here at Dover. In fact, they named Victory Lane for Jimmy Johnson at Texas as well, and I'm sure other tracks.
Yeah, Jimmy went to Victory Lane here 11 times.
Wow.
Yeah, you kind of get used to it after a while. That, you know,
yeah,
kind of old hat if you've done it 11 times.
And it started early. His first win of his career started at California Speedway. His next two victories were a sweep here at the Monster Mile. So he was very, very strong. And that number 48 has been to victory lane with another driver. Alex Bowman has won here at Dover as well.
So they're still making some pace laps. You know, a moment ago I talked about the two guys on the front row, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, maybe the two hottest drivers on the circuit right now. Elliott, third at Mexico, fifth at Pocono, one at Atlanta, 16th at Chicago, third at Sonoma. So after 20 races, he's still the only driver that's been top 20 or better in every single race. And then you look at Chase Briscoe, seventh at Mexico. He won at Pocono. He got caught up in that melee like a bunch of other people at Atlanta, but he was 23rd at Chicago, came back to be the runner-up at Sonoma. So week in, week out, that car has been very competitive lately. And after they got that win at Pocono, I think Chase Briscoe is going to be tough to deal with the rest of the year.
I would agree. Chase Briscoe has the familiar colors of Bass Pro Shops with the hunting orange and the camouflage and the tracker boats on the side. Last week, Chase Elliott had the white Napa number 9 paint scheme. This weekend, he is back in the familiar blue Napa paint scheme, and a lot of great looking cars out there right now. So we are about a lap and a half away from going green. They're going to get the one to go this time by, and the lights will go out on the pace car. And boy, we're about to hear the thunder happening here at the Monster Mile in Dover, Mark. This is going to be an exciting one.
And we've got a big crowd today here in Dover, Delaware. There's a few empty seats here and there, but it is a huge crowd. They have such a wonderful place for all these fans to gather before the race. They've got Miles the Beach out there now, and they've got, of course, the world's biggest rubber duck. There's a lot going on here at Dover. The facility itself is absolutely beautiful. I mean, they have done a great job getting ready for this race.
It is amazing. And by the way, if you think the world's largest rubber duck sounds silly, it's not. It is actually pretty awesome when you go see it. This thing is huge. A few thousand pounds is what it weighs.
It scares me. I mean, when I look at that thing, I just, you know, picture a movie where it all of a sudden comes alive and starts marauding. So,
Wow, Mark's going to have nightmares about rubber ducks because we have the world's largest one here. All right, Pat Patterson, the lights are out on that pace car, and boy, I think these drivers are ready to get after it.
Well, and I know these fans are ready to get after it this afternoon, no doubt about that. We're going to go 35 laps at least to that competition caution this afternoon. Nobody's been on this racetrack any time this weekend until right now, so these drivers are really going to have to work hard to get a good feel for their race cars. Let's set up the first five rows as they'll roll off. Kyle Busch and Ty Gibbs back in row number five. Row four, Joey Logano and Michael McDowell. Row three, Shane Van Gisbergen and William Byron. On row number two, it's Tyler Reddick and Christopher Bell. Chase Briscoe and Chase Elliott as the fireworks go off on the backstretch. The Monster Mile fans are on their feet. We're in for a good one here today. They're in the middle of turns three and four, and they're about to get it on.
So pole sitter Chase Elliott, when he won here in 2018, the youngest winner ever at the Monster Mile at 22 years of age, can he get a third win this afternoon? We're about to go green in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Here's Elliott leading them down the front stretch, and the green flag is now out on the Monster Mile. Elliott, with a quick jump, will lead the pack to turn number one.
Chase Elliott out with the jump, but he is being chased hard by Briscoe down at the bottom of the racetrack. Here they come under the turn at two bridge for the first time. It is a dead heat amongst those two cars up front. Briscoe's got a nose out front midway through three and four.
Chase Briscoe in the low lane right now. He is hugging the apron of the racetrack. He will lead lap number one here at Dover Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott runs right behind as they go back to one.
Elliott drops in right behind him. Everybody gets single file there in the top five. Battle for the fifth place spot as they work their way off of turn number two. Now everybody spreads out next to the wall. Joey Logano on the move here down to the bottom of the racetrack. Briscoe will lead off for four.
As they work their way to the line, just two laps complete. Briscoe pulls away over Elliott. Then it's Bell. Now we see Byron getting a little pressure from Michael McDowell. That's a battle for fifth.
Michael McDowell trying to make things happen early here. Got a good feel for his car. Everybody searching down at the bottom of the racetrack. Nobody stepping out of line here. Here comes Briscoe into turn three. Single file once again. Joey Logano looking underneath SVG off four.
Shane Van Gisbergen tried to cut the nose off Logano. He washed up the racetrack. That allows Logano to drive to his inside. Kyle Busch will chase him into one.
Kyle Busch will take the Cheddar's machine. He sees an opportunity here to get around the 88. Van Gisbergh seeing this racetrack for the very first time. Doing a good job staying in the gas. They battle down into 3 and 4, and Busch will have to go in behind SVG.
Van Gisbergh drops down to the bottom. He blocks the advance of Busch along with Ty Gibbs. And then you have Ryan Preece right on his back bumper as they again climb the banking.
Ryan Preece and everyone else at this point, again, just trying to get that feel. The only driver out of line, the 7 car up next to the wall off of turn number 2. That's Justin Haley. Meanwhile, second battle door-to-door here. Once again, Van Gisbergh under attack by Ty Gibbs now all 4.
Wow, Kyle Busch drove to the outside of Shane Van Gisbergh. And Ty Gibbs drove to the inside. Almost drove right up on the back bumper of Busch as they're now back in 1.
Yeah, that battle continues. That group, though, is getting a little bit behind that first 7 or 8 cars as they work down the backstretch again. Once again, it's Briscoe up front, Chase right behind him with Chris Trebell.
Shane Van Gisbergh continues to drop. Ryan Preece passes him. So does Buescher, Hamlin, Keselowski. Josh Berry now sizing him up. Van Gisbergen's caught on top of the racetrack. Now we see Ryan Blaney going after him.
Yeah, Ryan Blaney will slide underneath. SVG trying to get used to this place and learn it, and especially stay out of the way. Don't hurt his race car early here today. He'll continue to kind of drop back a few more spots, and he's got a stack of cars behind him now.
Up front, Chase Briscoe continues to lead Chase Elliott. Then it's Christopher Bell and Tyler Reddick.
They work their way through 1 and 2 now underneath the turn 2 bridge. Briscoe with about a 6-car lead, well, we'll call it 4-car lead over second place Chase Elliott. Elliott now down to the bottom of the racetrack. And the number 45 of Tyler Reddick starting to look racy for that third spot.
Saw a little bit of a wisp of smoke from behind Shane Van Gisbergen's car. He continues to fall back. He has now dropped back, I believe, behind the Ryan Blaney machine. And that means that Van Gisbergen, who started up front in this race, has dropped all the way back to 28.
Had to give up a lot of spots, Mark. He obviously just trying to get accustomed to this place. He'd never made a lap here until we turned him loose live here this afternoon. Leader back to turn number 1. That's, of course, Chase Briscoe. He has a car down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Big stack of cars all the way around the very bottom of the racetrack as they work their way off underneath the turn 2 bridge, down the backstretch, and into turn 3 and 4. About 4 cars separation from third place Reddick back to the 20 car Bell.
Chase Elliott washes up the racetrack. Tyler Reddick tried to capitalize in the Sirius XM Toyota. He thinks better of it and drops back.
Yeah, he takes his car down to the bottom of the racetrack. Felt better of it in that position that he was at. Once again, the field working off of turn 2. SVG, by the way, now heading to the pit area with his race car. Here's the leader back in 3.
So here is Chase Briscoe. As he comes down to the line, he will have led the opening 11 laps in this Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Hot spot on the racetrack right now is Kyle Busch. Busch currently running in the 8th spot, trailed closely by Ty Gibbs.
Kyle Busch with this afternoon is Cheddar's machine working down the backstretch here as he's looking to gain another position. He works down into the bottom of turns 3 and 4. He's got the 54 car of Ty Gibbs right on his bumper.
Ty Gibbs now drives right up to the bottom of Kyle Busch. He tries to tuck to the inside. He's going to have to back it up a little bit as they get back into 1.
2-car separation from between Ty Gibbs and Kyle Busch as they work off of turn number 2. Everybody else in line. Joey Logano has picked up a couple of spots. Right now we're watching the leader under fire. It looks like Chase Elliott trying to make a move.
Also, William Byron trying to close in on Christopher Bell. Bell running in the 3rd spot. As Byron closes in, now we've got a battle for the lead as Chase Elliott goes after Chase Briscoe.
Elliott says, I've waited enough. Let me get back up to the front. He's going to go door-to-door and side-by-side midway down the backstretch underneath the turn 3 bridge. Elliott working side-by-side through that lead off 4.
That Napa number 9 on the outside of the Toyota of Chase Briscoe. Here's Chase Elliott now. He will take the lead at Dover Motor Speedway as we have now completed 14 laps in the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400.
Campfire meals are back for the summer at Cracker Barrel. The tender, juicy season just right. Cooked in a tinfoil packet to perfection, fan favorite campfire chicken you love has returned along with a whole menu of campfire delights starting at just $10.99, like campfire beef, the new campfire shrimp skillet, and, oh, do I smell, a s'mores brownie. Campfire summer chicken meals are back, but not for long. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel. Price may vary by location. Check your local store for pricing and availability.
WeatherGuard says thank you to today's safety and ops crews that keep the track running like a well-oiled machine. This year's crew is once again sponsored by WeatherGuard Truck and Van Equipment. WeatherGuard, established in 1968. Prove it every day. Learn more at WeatherGuard.com.
Today's broadcast is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. If you're a renter, make sure you're protected. Renter's insurance includes options that cover stolen property, personal injury, and living expenses if your place is damaged. Quote Renter's Insurance at Progressive.com. We are 16 laps. Now make that 17 into the Auto Trader Echo Park Automotive 400. Our top five, Chase Elliott, Chase Briscoe, Tyler Reddick, Christopher Bell, and William Byron. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Daily money management from Numbers R Us. It's all the same things an accountant does for a business, but for you. Whether it's an older loved one, a member of the military, or just someone who's too busy or constantly on the road, daily money management from Rhonda at Numbers R Us makes your financial life headache-free and avoids fees, family conflict, and fraud. Rhonda handles bills, deposits, and payments, monitoring accounts, and providing complete transparency. Set up a free visit with Rhonda at NumbersRUs.com.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
Be listening for the WRDN Outdoor Report, Monday through Friday at 8:20 and 4:20. Brought to you by Ryan's Sports Shop, downtown Durand.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. Chase Elliott continues to lead here at the Monster Mile. Boy, we got a battle right now. Kyle Busch has just driven to the inside of Michael McDowell. A power move with that Cheddar Chevrolet.
Yeah, Logano got around him just a minute ago talking about McDowell. Kyle Busch said, oh, if it looks that easy, let me try. And he got a spot away as well. Moore now trying to get around the 71 of Michael McDowell. They work down the backstretch into turn at number three and make that Ty Gibbs on the move.
So Ty Gibbs moves up a spot. McDowell drops right back in line, so he gets in front of Ryan Preece. Need to document that Shane Van Gisbergen, he started sixth. He's now minus four laps, riding in the last position, 37th. Let's go down to Brett McMillan.
Yeah, Mark, he came down pit road and said he thought something was broken in the front end. They changed the four tires, also looked under the left front to make some adjustments. After he left, they've taken a good look at all four tires that came off, and what they found was that there was a puncture in the right front tire, and they told him that.
So Shane Van Gisbergen is actually running on the track in front of Chase Elliott right now. With fresher tires, he actually pulled away from him just a little bit. His last time on the racetrack, a 24.9, Chase Elliott, or I say 24.09, Chase Elliott a 24.1. With just 10-lap fresher tires, Mark, Shane Van Gisbergen is outpacing the leader.
Well, he's got clean air right now, even though he's in that 37th position, and certainly whatever was wrong with that car, it was right from the very start. They dropped the green flag, and he immediately started heading backwards, and you knew that wasn't driver. You knew that was a problem with the car.
And we're 10 laps away now from a competition caution. Again, this is the first laps that the Cup cars have seen this weekend at Dover after rain rained out qualifying and practice. So Shane Van Gisbergen stands to at least not go another lap down and get the free pass, because at the moment, he is the only car any number of laps down. That could change in the next nine, Mark.
So Denny Hamlin now has worked his way by Ryan Preece. He now sets his sights on Michael McDowell running in the ninth spot. And we also see William Byron trying to turn up the heat on Christopher Bell.
Yeah, that battle goes into turn number one over there. And once again, watching Denny Hamlin try to increase his opportunities on the racetrack as he'll get to Michael McDowell pretty quick. Also watching Chase Elliott here, all four guys. He's closing in on SVG.
He is. He's pulled away from second place running Chase Briscoe. There was a battle for third. Right now, Tyler Reddick has it. Christopher Bell wants it, and William Byron wants to be a part of that fight.
They bring it right into turn number one. Once again, Bell taking a good look as he's got a mirror full of William Byron underneath the bridge. Those cars run three, four, five on the racetrack. Here goes down to the bottom of the racetrack, the 45 of Tyler Reddick. Christopher for Bell trying to close in for that spot.
Three different grooves, Reddick on the bottom. You had Bell going up top. Byron used the middle lane. They're back in one.
Byron is patiently watching as Bell slides up the racetrack in one and two. That gets Byron that much closer, unable to take advantage of that spot. We'll see what he can do as those cars work their way into turns three and four. Here comes Bell again.
Bell now running the middle groove of the racetrack. He's going to try and use some momentum. Tyler Reddick moved up just a little bit. Bell able to catch the back bumper of Reddick, but not yet able to get around.
Now Christopher Bell right there on his bumper, goes up to the high side, tries to dime in the corner, looking to get some momentum off of turn at number two. Down the backstretch they come, gets right to Denny's bumper. Now he'll look inside. They almost get, well, they get side by side here in the middle of turns three and four. Tyler Reddick gets passed by Bell now off of turn number four.
Reddick falls right in behind the Ream Toyota. Then it's Byron and then Joey Logano. Pat Patterson, according to the electronics, he's been the fastest car the last four laps.
According to my two eyes, that's what I have been seeing all since he started charging up here towards the front. Logano's got quite a distance to go to get to the bumper of Byron before the competition calls him.
Chase Elliott just put Cody Ware a lap down. That means now two drivers are laps down for Shane Van Gisbergen. He would not be the free pass when we have the competition caution coming up at lap 35. We've just completed 31 here at Dover.
Tyler Reddick continues to work on the bumper of Bell as they come down the backstretch. Tyler Reddick in a blue and white car today, Series XM car. Bell's going to have to go upstairs now to work his way around a lap car.
Chase Elliott closing in on SVG, trying to put him down another lap. If you just joined us, we've gone clean and green. We're 32 laps into this race. Next time by for Elliott, lap 33. Again, lap 35, a competition caution.
And pit road is going to be busy with so many cars still on the lead lap. Chase Elliott had been pulling away from Chase Briscoe. Elliott still trailing Shane Van Gisbergen, who's four laps down. But, Pat, Chase Briscoe's now starting to catch up again.
We talk about the air at this racetrack and how aero blocking has always been a big factor here. Just being behind another car, guys, can make it difficult to pass. And SVG's car right now is pretty fast, and that's giving Briscoe an opportunity to catch up.
So here they are working out of the corner, lap 34 going on the board. Again, we talked about how quickly Joey Logano was making tracks to the front. Well, Kyle Busch is catching Joey Logano.
Kyle Busch got a fast car today, fast Chevy as he works into turn at number one, midway through two and three now as he works off of and underneath the bridge, about eight car lengths behind Logano as that group races into turn number three.
Chase Elliott comes off the middle groove of the racetrack as he comes by. This time, we will complete lap number 35, waiting on the competition caution now to come out here at Dover Motor Speedway, and the field is now coming by. They're going to let most of the field come by before we get that caution, and they just said put it out. So lap 35, first caution of the day, a competition caution. Chase Elliott leads Chase Briscoe, Christopher Bell, Tyler Reddick, William Byron, your top five.
Hey, this is Michael Walter for Echo Park Automotive, and I'm here to tell you why you should shop Echo Park before you buy a car, truck, or SUV. Over half the inventory at Echo Park is priced below $25,000, and car for car, truck for truck, Echo Park Automotive's pricing is $3,000 less than the competition. Maybe that's why Echo Park has over 100,000 five-star reviews. Echo Park Automotive is built to make sure everyone drives away happy. It's even in their name, Echo Park Automotive. Every car, happy owner. The official used car dealer of Speedway Motorsports.
From fueling NASCAR champions on the track for over 20 years to innovating 94 octane, the highest octane on the market, performance is what Sunoco does. All Sunoco fuel at the pump meets the same top-tier standards as the fuel used in NASCAR. From the track to your tank, you can trust Sunoco to help your vehicle perform at its peak.
Pit Road's about to be a very busy place here at Dover. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
We're local, we're friendly, and we're fast.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
As a preferred customer of Adam Super Service of Durand, receive $30 off an oil change when you get five oil changes. Every oil change at Adam Super Service includes up to five quarts of oil, filter, lube, and the ASE certified technicians will do a complete safety check of your vehicle. Adam Super Service, your partner's network car care center, downtown Durand.
You gotta love the hometown guys.
Getting the kids to practice on time. Remembering if it's your day to bring snacks. Making it to the game with a clean jersey. Why are simple things sometimes so complicated? Thankfully, with Auto Owners, insurance doesn't have to be one of them. Auto Owners works with independent agents who answer when you call, so you can worry about more important things, like whether your kid is going to run toward first or third base. That's simple human sense.
Your Auto Owners agent serving the Durand area is Jerry Thompson Insurance, a division of Ansay & Associates.
NASCAR coverage on Real Country 1430 WRDN brought to you by Martin Transport of Mondovi. For job opportunities, visit martin.com. It's better in blue at Martin Transport.
We're back at the Monster Mile. Pit Road is open. Let's go to Heather Dubow.
And first in on my end of Pit Road will be Joey Logano, who's saying that he likes the balance where it is, except for he needs to be able to keep the rears underneath him. Also in is the 24 of William Byron. Tight overall for that machine. And pulling into his pit box now is Tyler Reddick. He told the team that he was loose to fire off, started trending looser. They're going to tighten him up, but they're going to be cautious with this adjustment with just a slight air pressure adjustment. Brett McMillan.
Chase Elliott told his team that he said it really started to lose grip towards the end. He said he needs some help in the right rear, not too much. Kyle Busch said he really neutraled out towards the end of the run. He only wants a slight air pressure adjustment. Chase Elliott, he bails out. Also, Kyle Busch now goes. Both of them had good solid stops in a full tank of Sunoco Fuel.
Elliott first on, first off. Chase Briscoe second on. He was the second off. Christopher Bell also holding his spot in third. Up three, though. Kyle Busch was the fourth driver off the pit lane.
Man, what a clogged up pit road as well. I was watching Ross Chastain, who's pitted a little more toward the front. He had to drive around a car, but he was trying to get out of his box mark, and they were just side by side next to him. Lost a handful of spots, but again, a driver who's been very fast here at Dover. We'll get you a full field rundown as soon as the field comes back around and hits the start-finish line to do that. Shane Van Gisbergen, we had wondered whether he would stay out because he had a little bit fresher tires after that cut tire. He's going to pit. They couldn't fuel before the competition caution, so they're going to need enough Sunoco fuel to get to the end of stage one at lap 120.
On the plus side, they know that SVG can get around the racetrack. Again, the green flag dropped. He just went straight backwards. Well, when you have a punctured right front tire and the air is slowly seeping away from those tires, then you're going to have a major problem. So a tough break for SVG. Again, started sixth, being scored in last, 37th right now, four laps down because of that punctured tire and that green flag pit stop.
I was really impressed by the way he was able to stay out in front of Chase Elliott. Yes, to your point, clean air, that's going to be a helpful thing, but for him to have never driven a cup car around this track before, he was doing a great job of making great lap time.
Again, he's going to figure out the ovals. It's just going to take him a while to get the experience that he needs. But again, you know, he's in the playoffs, and he could be trouble down the road. If he gets to the Roval, he's still in the show. Could be a big problem. He could make the final four.
Yes, he could. Todd Gilliland's dropping to the back. He was already there, too fast entering pit road. Let's give you a full field rundown here as we have had 39 laps complete. We have 81 to go until the end of eBay stage number one. Chase Elliott leads. Cody Ware being shown as second, but that's actually not right because he came in with the lap down cars after taking the free pass. So let's let them get by the start-finish line again, Mark, and make sure we have our scoring right. Cody Ware had actually crossed the start-finish line ahead of time, so that's why he's being shown in second. But we'll get you a rundown here in just a moment.
Well, this would be a great time to tell you that this leaderboard is brought to you by eBay. Swapping out your tires, there's nothing like it with eBay. You find the feel you're looking for, from smooth highway rides to grip for rough terrain. Get all the tires you need at prices you'll love. eBay. Things people love.
All right, Chase Elliott is the leader here at Dover Motor Speedway. Chase Briscoe continues to run runner-up. Christopher Bell is third. Kyle Busch moved up a lot. He is now fourth. Fifth, William Byron. Tyler Reddick dropped a handful of spots down to sixth. Danny Hamlin seventh. Eighth is Ty Gibbs. Joey Logano ninth. Michael McDowell runs 10th.
Chris Busch is 11th. 12th, Ryan Preece. Alex Bowman 13th. 14th, Josh Berry, with Bubba Wallace 15th. 16th, A.J. Allmendinger. Brad Keselowski 17th. 18th, Daniel Swartz. Suarez. Kyle Larson, 19th. 20th is going to be Eric Jones.
Ross Chastain runs in 21st now. Ty Dillon, 22nd. Austin Cindric, 23rd. 24th is Justin Haley. Ryan Blaney, 25th. Carson Hocevar, 26th. 27th is Austin Dillon. 28th, Noah Gregson. Zane Smith, 29th. 30th, Ricky Stenhouse Jr.
John Hunter Nemechek, 31st. Then you have Riley Herbst, 32nd. Cole Custer, 33rd. J.J. Yaley, 34th. Cody Ware is 35th. Todd Gilliland, 36th. They are all on the lead lap. In last place, 37th, Shane Van Gisbergen, again because an unscheduled green flag pit stop for a punctured tire. He's 37th, minus four laps.
So in the bracket challenge, Mark, Ty Dillon is nine spots ahead of John Hunter Nemechek, and right now Tyler Reddick is just two spots ahead of Ty Gibbs.
Kind of playing out the way we thought it was. Reddick and Gibbs we thought could challenge for top tens and a win, and it was going to be a dogfight between Dillon and John Hunter Nemechek back there in the, 12th to 20th range, and so right now I still expect that to happen later on.
We'll get our first trip through the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. They are stacked up behind the pace car coming off of turn number two. Pat Patterson, they're headed your way.
Yeah, and just a little update down here in three and four where I'm standing. Man, these Goodyear tires are really laying a lot of rubber down. You can see a lot of fresh rubber that these cars have put down in that first 35 laps. That's a good sign, and that means good things. As we look up front, pace car, the lights are off. We are ready to restart. We got the Chase and Chase show up on the front row. And then it's Kyle Busch alongside Christopher Bell. That's the way the top two rows line up. The Monster Mile fans are on their feet. We're ready to go again.
It's amazing. The lights go off the pace car, and the fans immediately come to their feet because they know we're about to get underway again. So they are right now in the Echo Park Automotive Restart Zone. Green flag is out, and a big jump from Chase Elliott leaves Briscoe fighting with Bell for the second spot.
Yeah, Bell and Briscoe side by side. Chase Elliott's already gone off a turn at number two. Behind them, it is a two-by-two battle. William Byron is right there with Kyle Busch. Then you got Hamlin and Reddick working behind. The battle for second, though, it's a tight one on four.
Boy, it is door-to-door. You've got Christopher Bell right on the outside of Chase Briscoe, nose-to-nose now as they cross the start-finish line and head back into one.
They stay side-by-side into one. Cars down at the bottom of the racetrack. Side-by-side, it is Bell holding Briscoe down just a bit underneath the bridge. That may help him a little bit, but Briscoe battles back at the bottom of the racetrack. That battle for second is a good one. William Byron would like to get in the middle of it.
Also a good battle for the seventh spot. Denny Hamlin now out muscles Tyler Reddick on the outside. Immediately goes after Kyle Busch. Busch running in the fifth spot.
He goes to the outside there. Reddick and Hamlin and Kyle Busch all running together. Meanwhile, up front, once again, the battle for second is still a good one. Briscoe gets out in front. Now to the bottom of the racetrack goes William Byron. He can't make it work in three.
Christopher Bell's not going to give up that runner spot, though. He drives once again to the outside of Chase Briscoe. Bell now is going to have to tuck in behind as Denny Hamlin gets around Kyle Busch into the top five.
Yeah, Hamlin's on the move right now. Kyle Busch drops in behind him. Looking a little further back, Ty Gibbs took a look at Joey Logano. Couldn't make anything happen. Here comes the top 10 single file into turns three and four.
The race's defending winner, Denny Hamlin, started 13th. He's currently in the fifth spot, and now will challenge William Byron. Meanwhile, Joey Logano going to work on Ty Gibbs. This is a fight for ninth place.
Logano takes the top side of the racetrack down in one and two, trying to make his move around the 54 car. Can't quite get anything done. He'll go right to his bumper now as they work down the backstretch. Here's that battle once again coming into turns three and four.
With all the battling out front, Chase Elliott has driven out to a 1.6-second advantage over Chase Briscoe. Looking back through the field, Ty Gibbs now looking at the back bumper of Tyler Reddick. They're racing for the bracket challenge.
That's right. Half a car length separate those two, trying to move on to Indy and a shot at $1 million. Here they come down the backstretch once again and stay right out next to the wall. And it looked like Ty Gibbs almost thought about going to the bottom on Reddick.
So Reddick slams the door, and Ty Gibbs had to jump on the binder, so he loses a bit of ground. Joey Logano closes in on him, and then we see Alex Bowman has his hands full with Bubba Wallace. Wallace is up 11 spots.
Bubba in a black and white car today as he works under the turn two bridge, about two car lengths behind Alex Bowman. Those cars working into turn number three.
Ty Gibbs just now able to get around Tyler Reddick, so now move Ty Gibbs up to seventh. Joey Logano was going to try and chase him through. He has to back off as they head to one.
Logano there, and then behind him, Alex Bowman, Bubba Wallace. Those three cars, bottom of the racetrack, exit turn number two under the bridge. They all stay single file. Chase Elliott is gone up front.
He absolutely is on rails right now. He's kind of putting down, Brad. If you look in the corners, there's a big strip of black, meaning the rubber being put down, and Chase Elliott's right like in that track like it's a set of railroad tracks.
Yeah, and the best thing for Chase Elliott right now as a leader with all the clean air, lap traffic still a half a lap away, Chase Elliott can go wherever he wants to. Right now, the smartest and fastest place on the racetrack right there at the apron, right there in the transition.
So the gap now has grown to just about 2.5 seconds, and that means almost a full straightaway here at Dover, at least half of one. So here is Elliott now halfway down the back straightaway as Briscoe, Pat, exits turn number two.
Yeah, watching Logano back there. He had a good run a few minutes ago and almost had the number 45 car cleared. He's trying to get it back up there and try to get on four.
Just in front of them, Ty Gibbs seems to be on the move right now. He's running in the seven spot. Kyle Busch in his Cheddar Chevrolet runs in six. Ty Gibbs, Pat, it seems like he's looking high, looking low. He wants to find a way to get around Kyle Busch.
Yeah, good call. Under the bridge in two, that's where Ty Gibbs is, trying to move up on Kyle Busch down at the very bottom of the racetrack. Gibbs has got, he gets a very good entry into turn number three, makes it work off four.
Gets down a little bit lower at the exit. He continues to gain ground. Alex Bowman gaining on Logano. Wallace gaining on Bowman.
Yeah, that whole punch right now just trying to tighten it up as they work the bottom of the racetrack over in turns one and two. Logano has drifted back about three, four car lengths off of Reddick, trying to make that move a few moments ago. Watching Hamlin, though, he continues to move up towards the...
That progressive Toyota for Denny Hamlin looks great. We have 66 laps to go here in eBay stage number one. They do have enough Sunoco fuel, Pat, to make it to the end of the stage.
Yeah, everybody has got to be fuel conscious here, that is for sure. But right now, everybody wide open with their race cars after those adjustments and working in their turn number three and four now.
With 65 laps to go in eBay stage number one here on the Monster Mile, Chase Elliott is your leader now by over 2.5 seconds. 3 seconds back in third is Christopher Bell. The rest of our top five, William Byron and last year's winner, Denny Hamlin.
We work hard to keep our cars looking great on the outside, but engine components need our attention too. That's where you can trust Z-Max Micro Lubricant to disperse carbon buildup in your engine and fuel system to keep your car or truck running at its peak. By soaking into the metal of your engine, Z-Max Micro Lubricant improves performance, extends engine life, and reduces emissions. Trust the many customers who've said, "Thanks for saving my engine." Find out more at zmax.com or follow us on Facebook and Twitter.
At NAPA, we are the pros that know electrical systems are complex. That's why we deliver solutions that keep it simple. From starters and alternators to premium batteries and the testers to diagnose them, NAPA provides the high-quality products your customers can count on. Whether you're a local shop or managing a national fleet, NAPA has the new or remanufactured electrical parts to keep your business powered up and running strong. Find your parts right now at NAPA.
Race fans, head over to echopark.com/speedway and enter for a chance to win a Toyota Tundra plus a brand new Thor camper. Visit echopark.com/speedway now to drive off a winner. From the Monster Mile, this is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
Start your new and exciting career at Martin Transport Mondovi. Martin Transport's one of Western Wisconsin's largest employers and is a leader in the industry, transporting temperature-sensitive freight to 48 states, Canada, and Mexico. Martin Transport now has openings for dedicated, local, regional, and over-the-road drivers, logistics, operations, maintenance, accounting, and information technology. Visit martin.com for more information and to apply. It's better in blue when you work for an industry leader. Martin Transport Mondovi.
When your reputation is on the line, go to the Midwest leader, Bauer Built Tire and Service, for all your tire and service repair needs. They've been supplying cars, SUVs, light and medium truck tires, as well as farm tires since 1944. Plus, they've built their reputation on services such as alignments, brakes, and suspension work that will exceed your expectations. Stop in today at Bauer Built Tire and Service on Mall Drive in Eau Claire and in Durand. Bauer Built, built on service.
We're here for you 24/7. We're Real Country, 1430 AM and 107.3 FM, WRDN.
Welcome back to Dover Motor Speedway. We had a change for second place as Christopher Bell drove around his Toyota teammate Chase Briscoe. Now the one driver moving up the track in the top 10 is Alex Bowman, former winner here at Dover. He's trying to take ninth from Joey Logano.
Joey Logano enters turn number one and two. It's Bowman going up high on the racetrack, trying to show the nose a little bit to Logano. They work their way down the backstretch. About a car length and a half separate that battle. Logano trying to hold off Alex Bowman.
Logano down at the bottom. Bowman goes way topside here on the Monster Mile. Cannot make the pass. Now he cuts back to the inside as he goes after Logano.
Man, he had such a great exit over here in four. That gave him a chance to really move down to the bottom of the racetrack, take that spot away from the Pinzol driver. Number 22 here, Logano comes about a car length now and a half, and Bowman will set his sights on Tyler Reddick.
Chase Elliott continues to lead as we go down to pit road, and Heather DeBoe.
And I'm listening in on the conversation between Chris Buescher and his team. His pool suit is not powering up right now. And just to give listeners at home, it's 87 degrees out here with 70% humidity for those of us that are just standing in it. It is extremely hot. So inside that race car, he is really struggling right now without that cool suit. Running in the 16th position, he started 12th, and he's just trying to hang on. So under these pit stops, the team is going to have to give him water, ice, and things to help keep him cool. But it is going to be a very difficult day now for Chris Buescher to finish this race.
We've talked about how warm of a day we have at Dover. It's that kind of high humidity, high temperature that just standing there, you're going to sweat. Just standing in one spot, let alone moving, let alone being in a race car, where already the temperatures are plus probably 110, 115 degrees inside that cockpit.
And that cool suit is basically a shirt with really thin tubing sewn into it. And when that cool suit stops working, the water that's in those tubes starts to heat up, and it's almost like you get a double whammy. Heard Denny Hamlin talking on his podcast, and he rarely wears one because he keeps hearing of them fail so often.
Well, in the next stage of that, once that cool suit does turn into hot water, then all the muscles in your body start to tighten up. That means that blood doesn't flow, and it doesn't flow where? Between your ears. It makes it real easy to make big mistakes out here because you just can't stay alert like you need to.
So not only a turn announcer, but he's also a medical doctor, our Pat Patterson.
That's right, and a former driver himself. Pat Patterson's run many laps around a lot of these tracks.
And that's only because he stayed at Holiday Inn Express last night.
Amen.
That is exactly right. All right, let's pick up leader Chase Elliott. He's coming off of turn number four, and right now the car in front of him is Cody Ware. Pat, I think we're about five laps or so to getting into lap traffic.
Yeah, he's going to get some lap traffic. Chase Elliott's really good at getting around this right now. He's just now exiting under the bridge into turn number two. Long way to catch Cody Ware as they work down the backstretch. And the top five or six cars have separated a good bit right now. Joey Logano also has lost a spot back there as they work their way back to the front.
So Alex Bowman, who started 16th, is currently running 9th, has his sights on moving up another spot. He has turned up the heat on Tyler Reddick. Nose to tail, they head off to turn number one.
Reddick's had a good car, bright blue and white car today. Here goes Logano up to the top of the racetrack. Bowman trying to make a pass as he'll get the inside preferred position down the backstretch, and he's going to go door to door with Reddick down to the bottom of the racetrack, makes the pass smoothly.
And Alex Bowman now will move up to the A spot here at Dover Motor Speedway. We still have 49 laps to go in eBay stage number one. And Mark, what do you say we give a full field rundown here at Dover Motor Speedway?
This one brought to you by Cracker Barrel. Chase Elliott, 2.9 seconds up on Christopher Bell. Chase Briscoe, 4.5 seconds back in the third position. Fourth is William Byron. Denny Hamlin, 5 seconds back in fifth place. Sixth is Kyle Busch. Ty Gibbs, seventh. Eighth, Alex Bowman. Ninth, Tyler Reddick. Joey Logano is 10th.
Bubba Wallace runs in 11th. Michael McDowell is 12th. Ryan Preece up to 13th. 14th is A.J. Allmendinger. Brad Keselowski is 15th. 16th, Chris Buescher. Kyle Larson runs 17th. 18th, Josh Berry. Ross Chastain, 19th. And Ryan Blaney in 20th.
21st is Eric Jones. Austin Cindric, 22nd. Carson Hocevar, 23rd. Ty Dillon, 24th. Daniel Suarez, 25th. Austin Dillon, 26th. 27th is Justin Haley, Zane Smith, 28th. 29th is Noah Gregson, John Hunter Nemechek in 30th.
Riley Herbst runs 31st, 32nd, Ricky Stenhouse Jr., Cole Custer is 33rd, Todd Gilliland 34th, J.J. Yaley 35th, all of those cars on the lead lap. Now minus one lap, Cody Ware, Shane Van Gisbergen minus four laps. He had a cut tire to start this race. He runs in 37th.
Summer's heating up, and so is dinner at Cracker Barrel. Campfire meals are back, starting at just $10.99. You can feast on juicy tender chicken, beef, or shrimp, butter broth veggies, and our smoky classic campfire seasoning. Come get your summer on at Cracker Barrel.
Chase Briscoe lost a spot to William Byron. He's running in fourth, but not for long, Pat.
Yeah, he's had some problems with his car. Denny Hamlin is going to take a spot away from him here as they work down the backstretch. Side by side, that battle goes. William Byron got around him just a few minutes ago. Now here comes driver 11. He'll try to make the pass on Briscoe all four.
So Denny Hamlin continues to inch his way forward. He started in the 13th position, still trying to move up.
Down the back stretch there, excuse me, down the front stretch they go. That was a close call there. He really cut Briscoe off as they exited turn number four. Briscoe, I'm sure, did not appreciate that. That battle continued to rage down in the back stretch underneath the third bridge as they exit four.
Next in line for Briscoe will be Kyle Busch. He's about 10 car lengths back, but Kyle Busch now feeling a lot of heat from Ty Gibbs. Just two car lengths separate them as they head to one.
Yeah, Ty Gibbs, once again, we've said it enough this afternoon. He has got a very fast race car. He's about four car lengths behind Kyle Busch in the eight car. They exit under the turn two bridge, and the 54 creeps a little bit closer. Now down here into turns three and four, call it about four car length separation.
Kyle Busch's car appears to be a little bit tail happy. He's struggling just a bit right now, but still holding on to that sixth position as we pause 10 seconds for station identification. This is PRN, the Performance Racing Network.
You're listening to coverage of NASCAR on WRDN Durand and 107.3 FM Translator W297CH Durand. NASCAR coverage brought to you in part by Tractor Central.
We're back to Dover Motor Speedway alongside Brad Gilley. I'm Mark Arrow. Up there in the turns, Dr. Pat Patterson. In turn number three on pit road, Heather DeBoe and Brett McMillan.
So out on the racetrack, Chase Elliott continues to lead. 41 laps to go here in eBay stage number one. Chase Briscoe falling back again. Now he's about four car lengths in front of Kyle Busch. Ty Gibbs right behind Kyle Busch. And Pat Patterson, Alex Bowman has joined this battle. Bowman running an eight.
Yeah, Bowman has a faster car than the ones you just named right now. That's the reason he's put himself in position to go after Ty Gibbs and Kyle Busch. Gibbs has had a hard time clearing Kyle Busch. Kyle Busch continues to use a little bit different line around three and four.
Kyle Busch up to the top of the racetrack.